Mr. Johnson, how can I help you today? What are you in for? As they might say, you know. What can I do for you?
Well, you know, I got a discount code right here. My next door neighbor, he sent me over here.
Strange, a discount code for the doctor.
Yeah, he said that I could get some discount cadaver teeth. I need my three teeth replaced. He said
cadaver teeth?
Cadaver teeth.
Oh, like from a donor.
Yeah.
Oh, we like to call them donor teeth.
Donor teeth.
Because we don't like to bring up the death angle necessarily, you know, when we talk to patients.
Yeah, okay.
We try to focus on life here.
I got you.
You know, life.
Well, I don't care if they come from somebody dead as long as the teeth are alive.
Oh, that's true. I guess somebody could be alive, lose their teeth, and still donate them.
Yeah, that's good.
I've never heard of somebody putting their own teeth back in their mouth.
Well, I got a cousin one time.
He did that? He took his own tooth, lost a tooth, put it back in his mouth?
Well, when we was about 7 years old, he was afraid of the tooth fairy. So when his tooth fell out...
He's afraid of the tooth fairy?
Yeah, he's afraid of him. He said he was the boogeyman. I don't know. Some trauma or something.
Interesting.
But,
that's interesting.
One of his teeth fell out, and he decided to just glue it back in.
Glue?
Yeah, it stayed for 20 years.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
20 years?
20 years glued in his mouth.
Huh. I never thought to try glue. I mean,
it turned black and his gums turned black.
Oh, jeez. Well, I got to tell you, if you, I don't really handle billing. So for this coupon code, you're going to have to take that up with billing.
Okay. As long as I get my discount, that's all I want.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, the front desk people, they don't really handle billing either. So you're going to have to actually go downstairs.
Down in the basement?
Yes.
What's in the basement?
Billing.
Billing?
The billing department.
Oh, that's a strange place to put it, in the basement.
Well, they're accountants. We figure they don't need windows.
It makes sense. They're heartless. Yeah,
they're heartless people. Exactly. They're not like us, you know.
Yeah, the normies.
Normies. That's a good way to put it. I like that. Normies.
Normies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm looking for about six canines.
All canines?
All canines.
Are you trying to replace non-canines with canines?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you want more, I see. Is that, do you mind if I ask, is that so you can have a greater bite or a greater chew?
Yeah, recently I've been eating too much raw steak, and my doctor said I need to make my steak well done because it's giving me rickets. So,
it's for the bite.
Yeah, so...
You want the bite.
I need a nice bite. Okay. I need to be able to chew.
Now, I feel it'd be irresponsible if I didn't ask you this question. Okay. Are you planning to use more canines to bite a person?
I would never do that, but...
Come on.
On the chance of...
Gerald.
Sometimes bingo gets a little wild on Wednesdays.
Okay, Gerald, see, I'm a little worried because you got that look in your eye.
Well,
you know?
You know, sometimes you need a gnaw on something. Especially if they...
Well, yeah, but especially what? Especially what?
Well, last time...
Last time what?
Billy and Johnny, they cheated on bingo.
I see, this is...
And they needed a good bite.
Well, you say that, but you know I'm Billy and Johnny's doctor too.
You know those guys? The cheaters.
Of course, this is a small community.
The cheaters.
Look, maybe they're cheaters, maybe they're not.
Oh, the cheaters.
It's just bingo. And you took a chunk out of their legs.
What can I say? I'm a little competitive.
Billy couldn't walk for 2 or 3 months.
But he's alive.
I guess. You know, he's got an appointment. Like, soon. Like, right after you.
Well, do me a favor. I'll reschedule my appointment. If you take his canines...
You're here right now. I'm saying this appointment. He has an appointment immediately after this one. You're probably going to bump into him on your way out of here.
Oh. Well, I'm going to come back. I want his canines.
Don't bite him in my office.
Oh, well, I'll bite him in the parking lot.
I think that's still our property. If you could not bite him at all, that would be the absolute best scenario.
No one will see it. I'll do it behind the garbage can out back.
Okay, I mean.
You don't even got security cameras back there. I already planned it out.
We don't. You know, sometimes teenagers smoke pot back there.
Oh, that's what that funny smell is?
I probably.
Oh.
It could be a dead animal. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't really go back there.
Well, my uncle, he always tells me something about some skunks back there. So.
Oh,
well,
it's probably
the teenagers. It smells like that at his house, too.
Really?
Yeah, all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Your uncle?
Yeah.
Does he have pet skunks?
I haven't seen one.
Oh, well, he's probably smoking pot like those teenagers.
You think that's what he's doing?
Your uncle?
Yeah.
Are you talking about your Uncle Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, he smoked pot.
I guess that might make sense. Every time he's always over the house, his eyes are red and he's in my refrigerator.
It's a lot better than what he used to do.
What did he used to do?
Heroin.
Oh, that's awful.
It was very bad. He almost lost his life.
Oh, man.
But we worked together and he got over it. And now he just smokes pot all the time.
Oh, well, I guess that's better than heroin.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is. Much better. Much better. Well, it's an improvement.
We got to choose our battles.
That's right. And so here's the thing. I do have the canines.
Okay.
Okay, I have a drawer here full of teeth. And I happen to have some very nice canines. Now, I can't guarantee, though, that your coupon code is going to be recognized.
Man, come on now.
I mean, I don't know if you want to take care of that first.
Come on now.
I don't know if you want to take care of that first. Like I said, I don't hear the billing. You're going to have to go downstairs. If you want to take care of that first, make sure that they'll take the coupon code. Then I'll be happy to do it. But if I do it and they don't take that coupon code, I'm going to have to bill you.
Well, how about this? We work out a trade.
Okay.
I'll pay what I came to pay with the coupon code.
Okay.
If the coupon code doesn't work, I got a couple of VCRs. I'll bring
VCRs?
Them in. Yeah.
Like standard VCRs?
Yeah. Or how many VCRs?
Like a Betamax.
How many teeth equal a VCR? Or how many VCRs equal a teeth?
Is it a regular VCR or is it a Betamax?
Yeah, it's a VCR-DVD combo.
Oh.
Ooh. RCA.
It can probably record onto the VHS. Can it record onto the DVD? Can I transfer my VHS collection onto DVD using this machine? That's my question.
Well, see, I got these DVD VCRs from my uncle. Okay. And I guess he was his...
Uncle Mike?
Yeah, Uncle Mike.
Oh.
And I think during the time he must have been on the heroin, because there's floppy disks stuck in all the DVD drives.
Floppy disks?
Floppy disk.
Are they, like, stuck?
They're stuck.
Well, then I don't want that. I don't want that.
But the VCR side still works.
But that's not the... Oh, I see. That's why at first you just said VCRs, because you didn't want to get my hopes up that there's a functional DVD player. There may be a functional DVD player. However, it's up to me to get the floppy disk out of the DVD drive.
Yeah, he put a little glue on there.
He glued it in?
Yeah, he said it was his favorite movies on there.
He did this to all of them.
Yeah.
He fit entire movies on an old floppy disk?
I mean, heroin's a crazy thing, I guess.
Heroin is a crazy drug. I would think you would need multiple floppy disks.
I don't know. I don't know the technology.
Because I remember once, back in the days of floppy disks, I played King's Quest V on the PC, and it required 6 floppy disks to play all the chapters of King's Quest V.
That sounds like a big game.
It was a pretty big game.
That sounds fun.
It was okay. I mean, looking back, I had a blast at the time. It was very difficult. But now looking back, I'm like, I could have done more with my youth.
Well, see, if you could take these DVD VCR combos, and if you get the floppy disk unstuck from the DVD drive and you reprogram it to read floppy disk, then you could play all 7 discs at the same time.
I don't think that's how it works, because DVDs are an optical medium and floppy disks are magnetic. But it doesn't, I really am not in the market for it. I would be if it could transfer VHS onto DVD, then I'd be interested. But I already have a VHS player, and I already have a DVD player, and I already have a floppy disk drive.
But are they RCA?
Are they RCA?
RCA.
One of them.
See, I got you a couple here. The RCA, they're all good.
Well,
they're brand new used.
I'm really okay. I just go talk to billing, see what they say. Maybe they'll honor your coupon code.
Do they have a chart down there for how many VCRs I could trade for canines?
I don't think they'll have any VCRs.
Why not? It's nostalgia.
Well, I mean, maybe the guy in billing or I mean, it could be a lady. I don't know. Maybe they'll be interested in VCR, but you'll have to talk to them. Like I said, I don't really handle these things. Look, I'm a doctor.
Look, I tell
you, I have a very nice VCR.
Look, I tell you what.
Okay.
You take the VCRs.
Okay, yeah.
And I'll throw in the entire series of the Mighty Ducks on VHS.
I mean, what is that, like 4 movies?
Yeah. Tops? Yeah. That's at least 20 hours of movie watching.
What is it, 5? Is it 5 Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
How many Mighty Ducks are there?
How many you want there to be?
Did they reboot Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
With Emilio Estevez?
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't really like hockey. I love sports movies, but not hockey. And it's children.
What about the flying?
It's hard to take it seriously.
Flying in a V? No. We will rock you.
Just go talk to Billing. Okay. I'm sure it'll be okay.
Where's Billing at? You said it's in the basement?
Downstairs, yes, in the basement. Just take the elevator.
You guys got an elevator?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not bad. Well, I'm gonna go down to Billing.
Okay, good. Sounds very good.
Actually, I got the VCRs in my car, so I'm gonna wheel them in.
I would wait and talk to Billing. They might not be interested.
But I think it'll convince them if they see them.
If they see a floppy disk glued into the DVD port of a VCR-DVD player combo.
Yeah! Because half of it still
Whatever
works.
You want to do, that's your business.
Okay. I throw the remotes, too.
I would assume that it would come with the remote.
No.
Just go talk to them. I don't want one.
You sure?
I'm sure. I use a universal remote, one remote for all my devices.
Okay, I tell you what. I got a special deal for you.
Oh, you give all. Okay.
I'll give you the newest DVD VCR
you
combo.
You get these all at the same time?
No.
I'm not interested in the VCR DVD player combo with the floppy disk glued into the DVD tray. Go talk to Billing. I'm happy to install the teeth. I'm happy to install the teeth, but that's all I can do for you.
I got the original X-Files on VHS. I'll throw it in.
Gerald?
Yeah?
I have other appointments today.
All right. I'll go down there. I don't want to, though.
Okay.
All right. Hello, is this Billing? Is this the Billing office?
Yeah. Yes.
Why are you in the basement?
They think we don't like sunlight. Because we use computers, but they're wrong. If anything, because I spend so much time staring at a computer screen, I would say I need sunlight more than anybody.
Yeah, it's pretty dark in here. There's no windows. You got one light. One light in the whole downstairs.
Well, since we work with computers, they think that the computer generates its own light, and therefore we don't really need the same sort of lighting that you see in the parts of the building where patients and clients and people might come.
Okay, well, I'm just down here to find out about my discount coupon code for my canine teeth.
Code?
Yeah.
For canine teeth.
Yeah, the cadaver teeth.
Where did you get this? Is this a digital coupon? You said coupon code, so it's just a code?
I got it out of Sunday paper.
You got it out of the Sunday what paper?
The Sunday paper.
Which paper?
The Washington Times.
The Washington Times. Okay. Do you have it with you? The copy of the newspaper?
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. It says very clearly here that this is a buy two, get one coupon? Are you getting more than two canines?
Yeah, well, earlier I was talking about getting about 6, but I think I want to get 9.
9? 9. Okay. I tell you what I can do for you today, sir. Since it's buy two, get one, and I don't see a quantity. It says one per transaction, but I don't see any reason why you can't do it 3 times.
Yeah, why not?
So you'd essentially be paying for 6 canines, and you'll get 3 back. Free.
Three for free?
Yeah.
That sounds perfect.
All right. And how?
But also, I was telling your partner upstairs.
My partner?
I got 6 DVD VCR combos with Mighty Ducks and all of the X-Files on VHS.
Mighty Ducks and the X-Files?
And if I bring those over to you.
On VHS?
Yeah. If I bring those, they're brand new used. Brand new used.
Every episode of the
X-Files? Every episode.
And is it all 6 Mighty Ducks movies?
All 6 of Emilio Estevez. Best of.
Including Mighty Ducks 3.5?
All of them.
Or the made-for-TV?
All of them.
Is it?
I got the Mighty Ducks 7 Zack Snyder cut.
What?
Yeah. You're going to like that.
You got the Zack Snyder cut of Mighty Ducks 7?
I got the Zack Snyder cut of Mighty Ducks 7.
Oh, wow. I've only ever seen the Joss Whedon cut of Mighty Ducks 7. Wow, that's...
Oh, fooey. Well, Zack Snyder's better.
Okay. Mighty Ducks is my favorite film franchise, and X-Files is my favorite television show of all time.
So we have a deal? Throw me 2 more teeth for these 6 DVD VCR cards?
Wait, 2 more teeth?
Yeah!
Wait, so you will pay for 6 teeth? But you'll... I thought... But you want 11 teeth?
Why not? Let's just go for the gold.
Okay.
I need to be able to eat this steak. Yeah.
Okay. I assumed it, since you were getting all these canines, it was to bite somebody.
Well.
That's why I got extra canines.
Well, on Wednesday, it's crazy at bingo. And I don't like cheaters.
No, I hate cheaters.
I bite them.
I'm a bowler myself.
Oh, yeah.
And I also got canines, extra canines put in my mouth to bite a cheater.
Yeah. Sometimes you need it. Mm-hmm. You need it.
There's a man named Tim.
Is it Tim with the half mullet?
He does have a half mullet.
I know. I bit Tim last week.
You bit Tim?
I bit him last week and gave him tetanus.
I bit Tim 3 years ago.
I bit him. I gave him. He had to go and get a shot. I had a mouthful of rusty screws and I bit him. Got all the rust in his cuts.
I never thought to put a foreign object in my mouth before I bit someone.
Yeah, try it out. Satisfying.
I went straight to getting surgery. Getting the extra canines put in. And then I bit him. Because after his foot crossed over the line, I just felt I didn't really have much of a choice.
Well, you know, with my teeth, I want to stack them 3 deep like a shark's mouth.
Wow.
I need maximum tearing power.
Yeah, you could get muscle tissue.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, I'm trying to bite to the bone marrow.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. I definitely think. I mean, I'm very interested in your VCR, DVD player. Is it this one, these right here?
Yeah, the RCA!
That's really neat how they got a floppy disk glued in the DVD.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that.
Are they all like that?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it?
Don't worry about that.
I like it.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's been in there.
Why? It's kind of mysterious, you know?
Oh, it's got a story. It's got a story.
It does have a story?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Is there anything on those floppy disks?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, really? Yeah, oh, yeah. There's a treasure map.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my
treasure.
God. Really?
Treasure map.
Are you sure
map.
You want to part with this?
Yeah.
Don't mind?
I need the teeth.
All right.
Part ways with the floppy disk.
All right, well, let me ring you up here. Let's see, you're only paying for 6 teeth.
Yeah.
You're getting 11.
Yeah.
Let's see, it'll be $60.
Can you put me on a payment plan?
Sure. Yeah, we have payment plans. Let's see, $60. Over how much time do you think you'll need to pay the 60?
7 years.
7 years? Okay. Sounds good. Let's see. So, let's see. With that kind of payment plan, there will be some interest. You're going to...
you can work with me now.
For 7 years, do you think you could afford $10 a year?
No, 7 years? That's too high.
That's too high?
It's way too high.
Okay. Let's see. I can knock it down to $9 for 7 years, and then it works out to 63 total.
I tell you what.
Okay.
I got some org. You like bowling, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah. I told you I'm a bowler. Yeah, I take it very seriously. It's my favorite hobby. Yeah.
Well, I got some organic.
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 Organic. Say it with me. Organic. Uh-huh. I got some organic sheep back bowling pins.
Oh.
They're from Mongolia. Mongolian sheep back bowling
pins. I'm sure they're very nice bowling pins.
Oh, very nice.
You know, I got to tell you, that's a very tempting, but look, the bowling alley I bowl at told me that I'm not allowed to use my own pins anymore, that it's fine for me to bring my own ball and bring my own shoes, but I'm not allowed to go all the way to the end, take all their pins, take them out, put them aside, put my pins in their place, and then at the end of my game, go and collect my pins and put their pins back. They told me that I'm not allowed to do that anymore. So
I'll tell you what. Normally, because I like to bowl too, I wouldn't give this away.
Okay.
But I think you're going to like it.
Okay. What?
I got
what
these.
Is it? What?
I got
what?
This.
What?
This Revelation bowling ball. If you look into it, you see revelations.
Do you have it with you?
Yeah, but you got to, when you use it when you use it, you got to put the earplugs in because you hear the souls screaming.
The souls of what?
In Revelations.
The souls of what in Revelations?
Revelations.
Oh, like the apocalypse?
Yeah.
Oh, is it happening inside of the bowling ball?
Inside of the ball.
Okay. Well, that sounds amazing. I really like that. I really like the idea of that.
When you use it, though, you want to make sure the bowling alley is empty because people don't like the screaming.
Oh, well, I play in a league. I do league play.
Well, they're just going to have to deal with it then.
Oh. So it is okay?
Oh, it's just loud. It's about...
Oh, it's loud. They're not going to die.
Nah.
Oh, nah. Well, bowling's loud.
It just sounds like a lot of screaming, like a crowd of screaming.
Oh, so it doesn't sound like bowling sounds.
No.
It's screaming.
Screaming.
Screaming of souls. I guess you did say that's what
it
was. Yeah, that sounds fine. I mean, do you bowl well? I don't want it to cheating, though. I don't want to just get perfect game every time, because that's no fun.
I would practice with it so you can get used to the screaming. It sounds like...
Oh, is it a little distracting?
Yeah, you ever been to the Final Four? It sounds like a stadium of Final Four, the basketball game, with all the screaming.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. You just got to focus. Block it out.
Yeah, no, I'm interested. So... I mean, that sounds, honestly, to me, that sounds like it's worth $60.
Oh, every bit.
I tell you what, I'll pay for your teeth.
You gonna do that?
Yeah. And in exchange, you'll give me the VCR DVD player combo with the floppy disk glued into the DVD tray, a complete VHS collection of all 7 Mighty Ducks movies, including the Zack Snyder cut of Mighty Ducks 7 and the mini made-for-TV movie Mighty Ducks 3.5 and the entire series of X-Files on VHS. Wait, we didn't talk about this. Does that include the movie?
Yeah. It includes the movie, too. It's in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Okay, yeah, deal. It's a deal.
Deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a deal.
Deal.
All right, cool.
And I'll tell you what.
Okay.
If you can pick me up and drive me to the office on the day that I get the operation.
Oh.
My Uncle Mike, he'll come down here and put some windows. Now, you're underground, so the windows, you look at them, you're just going to see dirt.
Yeah, well...
But you'll have windows.
Well, would it be possible to, like, right outside the windows, dig a hole so that way the sun comes down through the hole?
Mike doesn't do well with dirt.
Okay, so like I would have to dig a hole?
Yeah, and he'll put the window in.
I don't really much of a digger.
Well, I mean,
do you think you could come and dig some holes? I don't really dig holes.
I'll get my niece to come over here.
I'm a labor guy.
Now, my niece, she's a good hole digger. She has an extra hand and an extra wrist, so she can hold 3 shovels at once.
Sure.
She was born that way. Actually, just don't stare at him too hard when she gets over here.
Your niece?
She gets insecure about her wrist.
How old is?
She's, you know.
An adult? A child?
She's an age.
An age?
Yeah.
Well, I only ask because I'm a single guy. And when you said she has an extra wrist, I guess that just really appeals to me. But,
You got some holes you wanted to dig at your house?
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, she built a moat around my house in 2 days.
That's very fast, unless you live in a very tiny house.
Yeah, she's her wrist go a mile a minute.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, sure, I can pick you up. Wait, how far away do you live?
I'm in Texas.
Oh, okay. So I have to leave like a couple days in advance. Okay, just, you know, you might need to remind me.
Okay.
Like, a week before.
All right, I'll do that.
Just so, because if I'm going to drive all the way to Texas, I kind of want to make a trip of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, can you guys bring the office to Texas and do the operation in Texas?
Ooh. I mean, oof, you're going to have to talk to somebody in building management about that.
I got an RV I sent up there.
An RV?
Yeah. We can do an operation in an RV.
Oh, so like don't send the building, just send the doctor?
Yeah.
You'll have to ask him. I can't speak for him. Oh,
you can help me out now.
But I'm willing to pick you up from Texas and drive you back here to your appointment.
Oh, that'll work. We'll do
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool. All right, good. All right, fantastic. It was great meeting you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell your boss you're a good guy. And we're gonna have some windows down here immediately.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.